On today's edition of the Locked On Nets podcast, I react to the Greg Popovich coaching rumors, plus Josh and I go through a list of under-the-radar free agent possibilities, all that and more coming up on Locked On Nets.
You are Locked On Nets, your daily Brooklyn Nets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the Locked On Nets podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Barahal. Josh will be with me in segments 2 and 3 to discuss some under-the-radar free agent possibilities. He came up with a list, ran some of the names by me. I think that's a really interesting segment if you're looking to get into maybe who could wind up on this team next year in a role, maybe where instead of a guy like Garrett Temple, you have some of these other guys that Josh brings up, and I think there's some really interesting stuff on the roster construction front. But in terms of the guy who's maybe going to be coaching the team, I felt like I had to address this in segment one. There was a big rumor circulated by Shams Charania of The Athletic. There's a lot of stuff going back and forth about like how realistic this is, how just possible it is, like, at all, and that is the rumor surrounding Greg Popovich possibly joining the Brooklyn Nets as the team's next head coach. Obviously, Jacques Vaughn is the interim. He's going to get consideration for the gig. Shams also brought up in his article for The Athletic a few other names that we've kind of discussed on this podcast with Christian Winfield, with Jonathan Charks, with a number of guests for kind of a while now, since this has been months now, over 5 months since the team fired Kenny Atkinson or agreed to part ways with him back in March. You've got Jacques Vaughn, you've got Ty Lue, you've got Jason Kidd, Ime Udoka, Jeff Van Gundy, sort of all the names that are expected. And Pop's name comes up as sort of a dream candidate. We've talked about Popovich on this podcast before. Obviously, he's a tremendous coach, maybe the best coach of all time. And maybe not just even basketball, maybe just like in any sport, the greatest coach that we've seen. Certainly this century, he's the first guy that comes to mind. So no doubt that would be an incredible hire if they were to get him. The problem is it really just seems like it's sort of Kevin Durant, Joe Tsai, Sean Marks, obviously a former Spurs guy, just saying like, yeah, we love Pop. We'd love to get him as the coach. But for that to happen, he is under contract with the Spurs. They'd have to let him go. He'd have to want to go. He's 71 years old. You know, a lot of guys at that age, sort of at the tail end of their careers, aren't really trying to make that sort of big career change, big life change. Like, he's been in San Antonio for so long now, for decades. So just to sort of uproot that in your early 70s is kind of crazy. But if he wants to do sort of the career path that maybe a great player might follow, it does sort of make sense where you were at the top of your game, you competed, you won championships, and now that you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, you see retirement in your near future, maybe you just kind of tag along with a contender and hope that you're able to grab another ring on your way out, maybe compete in some more big games, because the Spurs, in contrast with the Nets, don't really have that kind of immediate future. They've got some nice young pieces that could maybe help them down the line, but they're certainly nowhere close to a title. This Nets team, even though they were just swept out of the first round, they're a lot closer considering they're getting Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving back next season, all the other moves that they could be making, which we'll get into as the offseason progresses. But the Popovich thing for me, I still feel like it's unlikely to happen, though the fact that it's kind of persisted as a rumor for this long, maybe I'm not giving it enough credence. Maybe there is sort of a shot that it happens, but I mean, Sean Marks sort of shot it down about a month ago on WFAN when he said that he'll let Pop continue to coach for the Spurs. He said he's quite sure that he's happy there. Popovich, when the Spurs were eliminated, was asked about if he'd be back to coach the Spurs next season. He said, quote, why wouldn't I? And obviously, like, if he was thinking about leaving, he wouldn't just say it outright. So it's kind of one of those things where, like, just because he didn't say it doesn't mean he's not thinking it. But also, there's no real proof that he is thinking it. So it's kind of just speculation at this point. But the bigger takeaway that I have from this is that there's really no, other than Popovich, there's really no great candidate for the Nets, because if there's a guy out there who's like, yeah, this guy makes sense, he's available, he's a realistic target, like, they would have hired him. They would have hired him as soon as Kenny Atkinson was let go, or at least it would be sort of during these talks, like, yeah, this is the guy, he's going to be a fit in Brooklyn, and like, as soon as the season ends, like, let's kind of bring him in and get this started so that that guy can have as much time as possible with this new roster and with these players who, some of whom haven't even played together yet, talking about Kevin Durant and the rest of this team. So it's in the Nets' best interest to hire a guy quickly so that that guy can have more time to implement his system, to get to know the guys, all that stuff. And so the fact that that hasn't happened, and that there's still this speculation about Popovich sort of like as a white whale figure, just tells me that Josai, Sean Marks aren't super confident in those other names, in Ty Lue, in Jason Kidd, even in Jacques Vaughn, who did a good job in the bubble, but obviously doesn't have nearly the coaching resume that you would want to lead a team with two superstars like this. And really, other than Ty Lue, who has won a title and has coached Kyrie before, he coached him with LeBron, who the Nets would hope that Kevin Durant could kind of be a similar version of that. So you could say Ty Lue has the experience, but Ty Lue is really sought after because he is kind of the only guy with that experience on the market right now. Philadelphia just let go of Brett Brown, so they've got an opening now. Keith Pompey, former guest on this podcast, the host of Locked On Sixers, he reported that Ty Lue and the Sixers have mutual interest. Lue is still expecting an offer from the Nets, but the Pelicans also have interest in him. So, like, there's definitely a possibility that Lue goes to Philly now that that job is open, or that he goes to New Orleans to be back with David Griffin and to have a shot to coach Zion for the foreseeable future. So it's not like there's an abundance of candidates. And if the Nets lose out on Ty Lue and Popovich is like, you know what, I'm comfortable in San Antonio, I'm just going to stay here and kind of ride it out like Dirk did with the Mavericks when he had an opportunity to join the Warriors and kind of go for another ring at the very end. He elected to stay home in Texas, so Pop could certainly do the same. If the Nets miss out on Ty Lue and they miss out on Greg Popovich, then it's really like, okay, do we bring Vaughn back? Do we give Jason Kidd another shot, which seems crazy? Do we go for a guy who hasn't coached in a long time, like Mark Jackson or Jeff Van Gundy or Stan Van Gundy? Do we go for an unproven guy like Ime Udoka or Sam Cassell? Like, there's really no perfect answer to that. And not that Ty Lue is a perfect answer, but he's certainly closer, I think, than those other guys. So if they were to miss out on him and miss out on Popovich, then who knows? Maybe something happens with another coach that's currently in the playoffs. Maybe Mike D'Antoni becomes available, or Mike Malone, who's kind of gone out in a tough way in this Jazz Nuggets series. No inside info on that, but just saying, like, maybe they're kind of holding out hope that one of those more qualified coaches is let go and can be brought into Brooklyn. But that's really my biggest takeaway from these Popovich rumors, is that the Nets don't really have an answer for who their next head coach is going to be, or at least they don't have an answer that they're all that pleased with or locked in on. So they're kind of just like grabbing at straws, maybe just trying to make something happen. Obviously they'll talk to Pop if he's willing to listen, because he is the best and most qualified candidate that they could hope to hire. But if it's not him, and if Ty Lue goes somewhere else, the Nets don't really have a ton of other options. And at that point, I'd probably be most in favor of Jacques Vaughn, or like an Ime Udoka type, who's maybe unproven but kind of has sort of an upside that I don't think is really there with Jason Kidd or Mark Jackson or Jeff Van Gundy. So we'll obviously keep a close eye on these rumors and the head coaching search as it progresses. We'll be back with more info about that as soon as it becomes available. But first, it is time to get into Josh and I's Under the Radar free agency discussion, coming up in just a second. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair, everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge for when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBD MD has to offer, they're giving all of our listeners 25% off of their next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBD MD.
Okay, you want me to hit you with some other ones?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Shaq Harrison of the Bulls is a free agent. Really tough-nosed defender, 6'4", but strong, can play basically the 1, 2, or 3. Horrible offensive game, but is really going to get after it.
Yeah, I like him. He has been with the Bulls now for a couple years. He was with Phoenix before that. He's a little bit Nwaba-esque for me, where he's like kind of missing that one piece. But like you said, great size at 6'7", and can kind of swing between the 2 and the 3, even guard the 1. So definitely would be maybe kind of, if they keep TLC, maybe a little bit repetitive with some of the skill set there. But for a guy like on the cheap, we would get for basically nothing, definitely worth a shot at least.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think he's a world beater. Also just makes me, I completely forgotten about Nwaba, and we were loving him. And like, I wish he hadn't.
I feel like TLC like did what I wish Nwaba had the chance to do in the bubble here. Like if Nwaba had stayed healthy, I feel like what TLC did is what I would have wanted from Nwaba.
Yeah. But I feel like Nwaba just makes so much more things happen besides, you know, shooting.
Obviously, yeah. He's very active.
Yeah. Oh God, he's great. Okay. Guy who's a bit more, I think will be sought after, had a really good shooting year for Detroit. He's kind of more of an insurance option in case the Nets, for some reason, can't re-sign Joe Harris, but Langston Galloway, former Nick.
Yeah, I like Langston. He's a great shooter. He's like kind of sneakily been like a very consistent player his whole career, even though he's bounced around. I remember he was with the Pelicans for a minute. But yeah, I mean, he from three has never shot below 34%. This past season was 40% on 5 attempts a game. Doesn't really give you a ton in terms of like counting stats, but yeah, he's a really efficient player. He's kind of worked his way into that over the years, boosting his like 2-point percentage, like you said, kind of like a very poor man's Joe Harris. So yeah, I like him as a backup if Joe isn't brought in. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, I really like him. He's like, he's improved a lot, and he like gets absolutely no love because he's on.
Yeah.
But Detroit has a lot of like kind of good role players, whether it's him, whether it's Bruce Brown, who I thought had a really nice season for them. Another guy who didn't have as good of a season for that Detroit Pistons team, but you know, nevertheless, still makes my list. He's been a guy that has actually probably had a decent season, so I'll take it back. Big level experience, Tony Snell, good year. Okay defender, you know, always thought of as that 3-D guy, maybe a bit too slight to really take some of the tough matchups against the top wings in the league. He has a player option for $12 million next year, which he will almost assuredly pick up. But what about the thought of, you know, trying to swindle Detroit and basically saying, you know, you're not going anywhere. What about you take Torian Prince? Maybe he has a little bit more money. Snell, contracts match, but Prince has an extra year, and seeing if basically they think Prince is fine at like that 1 year, $15 million range, basically extra on Snell. But that would be huge for the Nets to get off Prince's extra year over Snell.
Yeah, Josh, I feel like we're really aligned in like the kind of player we like and are looking for, because Snell's the guy who I also like, I've liked for a few years now, since he was on Chicago even. And then I felt like Milwaukee, he didn't get like a ton of run. It kind of decreased as his time there went on, but similar to Galloway, really consistent 3-point shooter, probably more consistent than Galloway. He's been right around 40% for a few years now. And yeah, he's just like pretty knocked down. He's not going to demand the ball. Obviously he's got pretty decent size at 6'6". And so, yeah, I felt like he's never really gotten like the total shake that I wanted him to get. I feel like, kind of like we've talked about with a few of these guys now with Nwaba too. Like, I don't know. I just kind of look at that like 6'6"-ish guy who can bring effort and intensity on defense. And then with these two guys, Galloway and Snell can also make an open three. And like, yeah, I don't really understand why they don't play more. So I'm sure like with Torian Prince, who I felt that way about also, maybe once we have them on the Nets, it's not the same feeling. But from looking from the distance, I guess, the grass seems greener over there with Tony Snell. I don't know. I like him.
Yeah, no, it was like, I did think he got a short shrift last year on Milwaukee. It's like he missed the first three of the playoffs and they immediately take him out. It's like, let him get in a rhythm. He's, you know, 40% shooter. Also, did not miss a free throw this season.
Wow.
Horrific free throw
rate. How many did he take? I feel like
32.
Okay, that's decent.
1,600 minutes and only took 32 free throws. He's allergic to getting to the rim. Might have had to work free throw.
So he took a free throw every 500 minutes? Is
that right? Every 50 minutes.
50 minutes. Okay. Yeah.
So basically, he was playing 20 minutes a game. So every 2.5 games of normal action for him, he'd get to the line.
He'd get one free throw.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
Every five games, he gets
one. Earn 8 trips. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay. I should have looked into this a little bit more. Maybe figure out Tony Snell.
RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and super easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, those prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Okay, who else do I got? Josh Hart, probably a little bit tougher to get, restricted free agent after next season. You know, could he be someone that that the Nets are looking to get at Pelicans? You know, obviously they have a lot of clutter on their roster right now. They're trying to figure out where people go. You know, maybe he's someone that just isn't going to get a ton of playing time and they want to see what they can get for him. But I've always liked his game, going back to Villanova.
Yeah, the Pelicans situation is interesting because they're going to have a new coach, but they've got David Griffin there who I'm not super familiar with outside of his most recent Cleveland tenure, but and maybe this was just because of LeBron, but they kind of went all in for those years. So maybe he's like, I need to maximize this window with Zion. We've kind of seen him struggle with injuries a little bit in his first year. So maybe they're thinking like, we need to put like a team that's more ready-made around him right now. Obviously Drew Holiday is great if they keep Redick. That's kind of like two guys already playing a lot in the backcourt. And so maybe Hart could be an odd man out candidate. And if that was the case, I would obviously love him with the Nets. Really tenacious defender. Not as good of a shooter as maybe I thought just looking at percentages, but I feel like he's a good shooter. I feel like he could thrive maybe in a situation with more spacing, which he would probably have in Brooklyn. And yeah, he's a guy who was kind of a little bit of an afterthought with that Lakers team when he was first coming in. They had a lot of guys who are more highly touted, but I feel like just kind of the motor he has, the work ethic kind of allowed him to become one of their more heralded prospects and a reason that he was thrown into that Anthony Davis trade because of that energy and that effort that he brings. So if he was to wind up with the Nets, I think that would be a really nice fit. It's just probably going to be tough for them to get him.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think it's going to come down to just like how their roster looks next year. Like, you know, especially if Redick's back, like there's kind of a logjam because you have to think they're going to want to give more time to Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who had an up and down rookie season, but, you know, was very highly thought of.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Draft and also in summer league. So, you know, he's probably going to get want to get more of a shot there. You have Lonzo, of course, you know, Ingram kind of basically being your cornerstone at the three. So, it's a weird team because they have a lot of young guys and a lot of veterans, but also like a good roster. So Hart, yeah. Someone that, you know, probably has a role on the team as a 3 and D guy, but and definitely could get kind of pushed out on the wayside. And I think he would be a nice fit for this Nets team.
Yeah, for sure. And I completely forgot about Lonzo also. So that's another guy in the backcourt. They kind of like had a weird year where they had so many guys in and out with injury that like, even though they maybe had too many guys, like they all kind of got the minutes that they should have gotten. But yeah, if everyone's healthy next year, that might not be the case.
Exactly. Real Nets situation.
Yeah.
And then last one, I think one thing that we're thinking about is the Nets could definitely use more of a shooting big. They really don't have anyone like that. Mm-hmm. So a guy that has improved his three-point shot a bit recently and is definitely respectable from out there. And just a solid player, can pass a little bit, good athlete. Maybe he doesn't fit totally well in kind of the modern NBA, but Larry Nance, if he's someone they want to take a shot on, you know, did sign that extension coming to this year. So he has 3 years left. And I don't know how Cleveland's thinking about it. They do want to kind of build around a guy like him, or at least have him as someone, you know, part of the core who can stabilize the ship a little bit and what will be a painful few years in Cleveland. But he's someone I figured I'd throw out there.
Yeah, another one of those former Lakers prospects. Cleveland has a really weird team with those two young guards in Sexton and Garland, and then they have Love still. They got Drummond for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume that, like, with Drummond, I thought he had an option, and I thought it was, like, almost a lot.
He's going to pick that up.
Yeah. But so, yeah, I was going to say, like, with Drummond, Love, and Nance, I feel like that's like way too much overlap, and one of those guys probably has to get moved. I think, I don't know, I definitely thought Kevin Love was going to get traded before this season, and that didn't happen. So maybe he doesn't get moved. Maybe that contract is just too much. And maybe they can actually like get something back for Nance, whereas like Love or Drummond would be more of like a salary dump trade, just trying to like get off of that contract. So maybe Nance has more value in a trade than he really can bring to them in the immediate future. So in that case, just looking at him as a player, I don't totally see the floor stretching ability that you talked about, but I do really like his energy and I like him as a player. And I think maybe if they think that Claxton isn't really ready, if they think that Dante Hall or one of those scrap guys that we talked about isn't going to do the job as a guy who can play like 20-ish minutes for you at the center spot, and if they do trade Jared Allen, I think he would be a great fit for this team, kind of him and DeAndre platooning, maybe both playing in that 20 to 25 minute range. So I think like if they brought him in and maybe traded Allen in that trade that you brought up earlier for Bridges, I could see that being a pretty nice fit, having those two guys in the rotation, neither of them probably starting, but maybe bolstering the bench a little bit more and balancing out the roster a bit.
Yeah, no, I think there could be something there. It's not a perfect fit, but I do like Larry Nance. Also, Tristan Thompson, free.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he's also an option for the backup center route. If they did trade Allen, I'm sure he would be thrilled to go from Cleveland to a contender.
Yeah, and back with Kyrie.
Yeah.
And maybe back with Ty Lue if they wind up hiring him.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But yeah, I like the way that you approach this, I think, was really smart, because it's these teams that have assets and have like guys who can contribute, but like the teams themselves aren't really in a situation where they're going to compete in the near term. And maybe they want to move off these guys while they still can get something for them in the future. And like we talked about with Nance and with Josh Hart, although the Pelicans are maybe a little bit more competitive, both of those guys are in situations where they're maybe a little bit blocked at their positions. And so even though the team isn't great, maybe they have players who are better than those guys blocking them a little bit. So someone kind of has to get moved. And so I think that's the right mindset that Sean Marks should have, like just kind of thinking which of these teams is kind of desperate to move off one of these guys and which of those guys can actually help this team.
Yep. We have to find the desperate people. That's the Nets offseason strategy. I love it. And the season basically ended 20 minutes ago for the Nets, and we are already looking ahead to next season and potential signings. Marcus, I don't know about you, but this got me pretty jazzed up to for the offseason to come in, and I hope the draft doesn't get pushed back.
Yeah, it seems like it might a little bit, but I feel like even if it doesn't, it won't be too much. The season is definitely going to be started by like mid-January, I would think, at the latest. So really looking forward to this offseason and upcoming season as well, because like this is what last offseason signings were kind of all building to is this upcoming year. So Really excited for it to get started. Excited to see KD play his first game as a Net. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Hopefully the season doesn't get pushed back too far. But regardless, a lot of excitement around the Nets coming up.
Yep, absolutely. We didn't do our 1-2-3 Cancun for podcast. They would do when a team's getting swept in the playoffs. Nowhere to go. But, you know, thank you all for sticking with us for what was a really up and down season. But I hope you enjoyed the content. We were a stabilizing force throughout the year, much like Joe Harris would be for the actual team. Of course, subscribe to us wherever you're getting your podcasts. Rate us and review us. And one last time for the Nets to close out the season, you can find us on Twitter at Locked On Nets. I am at JMBass_. Marcus is at Marcus Bear Hall. We will be kind of here throughout the rest of the playoffs and offseason, kind of giving you some ideas as we kind of evaluate what this Nets team could look like next year and beyond. Excited to do so, but for now, signing off and be well.
Bye.